الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، عن مغيرة بن شعبة قال: كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فهويت لأنزع خفين، فقال: دعهما فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين فمسح عليهما. In this new chapter that we're going to go through, inshallah ta'ala, from Umrat al-Ahkam, we're going to start this chapter of the Khufayn, on the Khuf, Mas al-Khuf, upon our narration of Al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba, رضي الله عنه. But he said that once I was in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a trip or a journey, and I went down to take off his khuf, and he ordered me to leave them, as he had put them on after performing ablution, and he had put them on after performing ablution. So he passed his wet hand over them, and he wiped over them, I mean over the socks or the shoes in between. Yani. So in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the hadith that we're going to concentrate on today in this bab al mas' ala khaffain, the chapter of wiping over the two shoe socks types. And Ibn Uthaymeen, before embarking on this, the explanation of this hadith, Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Al-Mas wa al-Khafayn sabitun an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi-sunnati mutawatira. He said that, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the wiping over the socks, the khuf, is something that is firmly established on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the proofs from this hadith, establishing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's part of his sunnah, and it's mutawatir, which it means that it's some of the ulama have explained the mutawatir means that it's a number of narrators who have narrated this hadith where it's impossible that the narrators could have come together and made up this hadith. There's a number of narrators from different places and so forth where it is mustahil, and it is impossible that they could have come together to make up this narration. And this is what some of the ulama have explained is mutawatir. Others have said that mutawatir is a specific number. But the best explanation of mutawatir is that it is impossible that the narrators could have come together to conjure up this narration, because of the amount of narrators that they are, and in the different places that they narrated this hadith. So this hadith, the narrations on wiping over the socks is mutawatir. So much so that some of the ulama of hadith have said that over the number of narrations on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showing the permissibility of wiping over the socks reaches over 80 narrations or narrators. And from those narrators from the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are those who have been promised paradise, the Ashara Mubashirina bil Jannah. So these are the ones, the narrators that have narrated this hadith are from those. And Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, this tabi'i, imam, رحمه الله تعالى, he said that حدثني به سبعون من الصحابة. He said حدثني به سبعون من الصحابة رضي الله تعالى. He said that I have, it's been over 70 companions that have narrated this hadith, or the narrations showing the permissibility of wiping on the socks. And Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala adds to this, and he says that there is no difference amongst the Sahaba as it relates to wiping over the socks. And it is a leeway from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wiping over the socks is a leeway from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which shows the easiness in which the Sharia and the legislation has been placed for the people, and to remove any hardship, and it's from the virtues of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the likes of these things, such as wiping of the socks, have been made permissible as a rukhsa, as a leeway for the ibad. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So this hadith that we mentioned and that we cited in the beginning, the hadith of Mughira ibn Shu'bah رضي الله عنه, where he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on a journey, and he came, went down to remove his socks, and the Prophet said, leave them for very long, enter them upon ablution or before doing ablution, and then he wiped over them. The first point that we're going to talk about as it relates to this hadith is, as we do, is the narrator of this hadith. The narrator of this hadith is Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah ibn Abi Amir ibn Mas'ud al-Thaqafi رضي الله عنه. That's المغيرة ابن شعبة ابن أبي عامر ابن مسعود الثقفي رضي الله عنه. And he became Muslim in the year of the Battle of Khandaq. He became Muslim in the year of the Battle of Khandaq, and he migrated. And from the first battles that he took part in, this companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radhiyallahu anhu, was the Ghazwa of Hudaybiyah. This was the first battle that he took part in. He, radhiyallahu anhu, he was from those that served the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was doing wudu. He was from the companions that came to support and help the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was doing wudu, as is mentioned in this hadith. And he radhiyallahu anhu was made as amir in Basra, and then he was made amir in Kufa twice. And he radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he died in the year 50 Hijri. He died in the year 50. The second point as it relates to this hadith, and we move on because of time, is the Mawdu' al-Hadith. And the Mawdu' al-Hadith is Bayanu Hukm al-Mashi al-Khuffain. And the topic of this hadith, the topic of this hadith in Umdat al-Ahkam, may Allah bless and preserve you all, us all, is the clarification of the ruling of the permissibility of wiping over the khafain. The ruling as it relates to wiping over the khafain, or the permissibility of wiping over the khafain and over the two socks. Point number three. We're going to deal with some of the wordings of this hadith. The first aspect of this hadith in the matan, in a text that we're going to deal with, is the statement of Mughira. He said, "Kuntu ma'a Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He said, "I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." I was a companion to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was with him. I was taken as a companion with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a trip, or in a journey. And then he says, we suffer. As for the journey that which is intended and mentioned in here, and that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling in the Ghazwa of Funduq, of Tabuk, in the Ghazwa of Tabuk, and that is in the battle of Tabuk in Rajab in the year 9 of Hijriya, in the 9th year of Hijri. So this is the actual date or time or period in which this hadith occurred, or this traveling with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam occurred, as is mentioned in the books of Fath al-Bari and other than that. And that is that it was in the Ghazwa Tabuk in the year 9 or the 9th year of the Hijra, of the Hijri. The next term that is mentioned is Ahwaytu. And it means here, Ahwaytu means I went down, but to explain it more explicitly, it means that I went down and I put my hands down. And I bent down, I stooped, and with that, extended my hand. So he stooped, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and extended his hand he aimed to remove the socks of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to aid the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in doing wudu. So what we can take from this is that he, Mughira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was watching the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing his ablution, and when he reached the point of washing the feet, he stooped down and extended his hand in order to remove the socks of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped him and he said that verily da'ahuma yani utrukuhuma, yani leave them both, yani leave the two socks or leave the two feet, adkhaltuhuma yani my feet entered these socks, or I put these socks on in a hal of tahirataini, in a hal or in a state of ablution. And this is a ta'lil from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for saying da'huma. This is the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said leave them. Why? Because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a state of ablution. There was no need for him to wipe over his feet, or wash, or take them off to wash his feet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Urada famasaha alayhima, and then he wiped them both, i.e. the two socks. Yani Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says amara yaduhu ala al-khaffayn mablula bilma. He said that he wiped his feet or his socks with his hands, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his hands still damp with water. His hands were damp, had water in it on his hands, and it was damp, and then he used his hands to wipe over his socks. That's the wordings of the hadith of hadith al-Mughira radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So then Shaykh Muthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, in the fourth or third point, he mentions the Shara al-Ijma'ali. He mentions the general explanation of this hadith. And this is how, as we know from past lessons we've had, this is from the uslub of Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. He simplifies the hadith in order that the talib al-ilm can conceptualize the situation that the hadith occurred, and can picture exactly what happened. He says, Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, يحدث المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه وعنه كان مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر من أسفاره. He said that Mughira ibn Shu'ba is saying that he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a trip, and that trip was a trip or journey to for the battle of Tabuk. وكان يخدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing his wudu, and he, رضي الله عنه, المغيرة, he used to have a utensil which had water in it, and he used to use that to pour water for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can do wudu. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could do wudu. فَلَمَّا انْتَهَى إِلَى رِجْلَيْهِ, so as he reached sallallahu alaihi wasallam his feet to wash them, Al-Mughira extended his hand, bent down, stooped, in order to take the socks from the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could wash his feet. لَكِنَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِتَرْكِهِمَا, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped him from taking them off. And for the reason being, as we mentioned before, that he entered, or he wore his socks while he was in a state of ablution, tahara, humma masaha alayhima, and then he wiped over them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for concerning wiping of the socks, there is some type of ikhtilaf regarding this. The khilaf that's regarding this is one that we don't pay attention to. And that is the khilaf of the Shia, the Rawafid. They have gone against the ijma' and the consensus of the ulama and have denied the legislation of wiping al-mash over the socks. This is the opinion of the Rawafid that we don't accept. But it has been reported, and whether it's authentic or not, it has been reported from Imam Malik and some of the Sahaba. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that the reports that the companions, or the claim that the companions, statements that the companions rejected the act of wiping of the sock, is unauthentic. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala said that the claim or the reports stating that the companions rejected the act of wiping over the socks is da'if, it's unauthentic. It is not authentic. And it says, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, as for Imam Malik, that which is established on his opinion is that he allowed it. That which is established from the opinion of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala is that he allowed it. So it has been reported that Imam Malik and some of the companions did not allow it. And it is Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, has stated that it is not correctly attributed to the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in fact, Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, he deemed it permissible to wipe over the socks. He deemed it permissible to wipe over the socks, and after him, his students were all in agreement regarding this as well. So after this, his students, Imam Malik's students, rahimahullah ta'ala, were all in agreement in wiping, or the permissibility of wiping over the socks. So therefore, it leaves the Shia. The Shia, the Rawafid, they have opposed the Ijma' as they do, claiming that the hadith of mas, the hadith of wiping over the socks, is abrogated by the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, by the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah says that in the qira'ah, it says, "Wamsahu biruusikum wa arjulikum." وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ. They say that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and wipe over your heads and your feet. They say that wipe over your head and your feet is abrogated by وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. They say that, sorry, that the latter one is abrogated by the initial verse. But in any rate, this statement is incorrect. And the correct understanding of this verse in the Quran, and it's explained and confirmed in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is that there is no abrogation here. There is no abrogation, but there are two different qiraas, two different recitals, both one showing washing the feet, and that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ, and wipe over your head and wash your feet. أَرْجُلَكُمْ, which goes back to ghusl, which is mentioned in the initial verse. And that is the proof of washing the feet. And in this verse, another recital, as we know, we have qira'at, established authentic qira'at of the Qur'an. And one of the qira'at, it says, وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ بِكَسْرَ أَرْجُلِكُمْ, so then wipe over your heads and your feet. Meaning then this is the proof, as the ulama have stated, a proof in the Qur'an showing the permissibility of wiping over your feet. So in this verse, the two recitals, both one recital shows the permissibility of washing, or the obligation rather, of washing your feet, and in another recital shows the permissibility of wiping over your feet. The Rawafid said that the verse showed the qira'ah showing that the washing over the feet takes precedence over the one wiping over the feet, or wiping over the socks, sorry. But rather, there is no proof that it's an abrogation, and in fact, it goes in both recitals go in accordance to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is mutawatir, as we mentioned initially, which is mutawatir, and is widespread authentic hadith narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said that 70 of the companions narrated it to him. Some of the ulama have said that there are 80 different narrators regarding this hadith. So it's a hadith that is mutawatir, a hadith that is well known. So therefore, the wiping off of the socks is something that is established and firmly established, and it's against the statement and the erroneous statements of the Rawafid qabbahumullah in rejecting the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Now, from the benefits that we can take from this hadith, which is the next point, and the benefits that we can take from this hadith is, first of all, the jawaz al-mas al-khafain fi wudu badlan min ghasl al-rajlain. And that is Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said the permissibility of wiping over the socks in wudu, taking the place of washing the feet. The permissibility of wiping over the socks in wudu, which takes the place of washing the feet. ويقاس عليها كل ما يستر الرجلين من الجوارب وغيرهما. And Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says that this applies to everything that covers the feet. Everything that covers the feet takes this, and that the analogy is placed here, the qiyas. It's the same. So the likes of socks, and when we say khaffain, it's like a leather socks, you should say, but as for socks, like the material socks that we have now, cotton and so forth, and this also, it also applies to the socks, as this takes the hukum and takes the ruling of the leather socks, the khaf, and it's permissible here to wipe over the feet, bedlan min rasul rujulain, yani in the place of washing the feet. The second benefit that we can take from this hadith, أن المس عليهما لمن كان لابسا لهما أفضل من خلعهما وغسل الرجل. He said that the person who has her socks on, what have you, and they have their socks on, they have tahara, and pure the wudu when they put the socks on, it is better for them to wipe over their socks than for them to take it off. It is better for them to wipe over their socks than for them to take it off. وَهَذَا مِنْ كَمَالَ الدِّينَ الْإِسْلَامِ. And Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that this is from the perfection of the deen of al-Islam, al-Islam, and the ease that the legislation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been placed for the people. And this obviously is taken from the hadith, in that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who do the best action at all times. He do the best action of all times, and he stopped him from, you know, the companion of Mughira, he stopped him from taking his the socks off, showing that it's better to do mas, it is better to wipe off the socks at that time when you're in a state of purity. So therefore it is better for one to wipe off the socks at that time. The third benefit that we can take from this hadith, جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم, أنه لا يمسح يمسح عليهما إلا إذا لبسهما لطهارة. And that is that you do not wipe over the socks except when you're in a, you've worn them in a state of purity, in a state of wudu or ablution. You have not, you may, you are not allowed to wipe over your socks unless you have worn the socks in a state of purity, in a state of ablution. The fourth benefit that can be taken from this hadith is the good etiquette of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the good manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how he teaches his companions, or he taught the companion al-Mughira by preventing him from taking them off. In that he didn't just stop him, he stopped him from taking it off, and then he gave him the reason why he shouldn't take it off. And this is from the good etiquette and good manners of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also his good method of teaching, and it's something that we need to learn and take from the guidance of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave him the reason, he didn't just stop him. The fifth benefit that we can take from this hadith, Fadilatul Mughira bi khidmati Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shows the virtue of Al-Mughira, shows the virtue of Mughira in his serving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is being at service or serving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and him being the one from the companion serving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this shows the virtue of Al-Mughira. This shows the virtue of Al-Mughira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The sixth benefit that we can take from this hadith, the sixth benefit that we can take from this hadith, is the permissibility of you of somebody else helping another person to perform tahara. So it's permissible, Ya Abdullah. It's permissible for you to aid your brother when he's doing wudu, to carry a bottle of water, for example, and pour the water down for him so he can perform wudu. This act is permissible and it's virtuous. And it's what? Virtuous. And likewise for sisters as well. Ibn Mulaqim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions a benefit that can be taken from this hadith, and I also believe Bassam, if I can recollect correctly, mentions this as well, and that is that from the benefits that we can take from this hadith, so you can make it the seventh and final benefit that we're going to take from this hadith, is the virtue of the talib al-ilm, or the student of knowledge, that it is good that the student of knowledge aids and serves the ulama. It is good that the students of knowledge serves and helps and aids the ulama. Yani, for example, carrying the books for the ulama is a virtuous act at the talib al-ilm, that the student of knowledge does this for the ulama. As this is taken from this hadith, as Mughira ibn Shu'bata, Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bata radiyallahu anhu, he was a student of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his companion, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was there willing to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to aid the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to khidma for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is from good etiquette and it's from the good characteristics of a student of knowledge, in that he gives khidma, to khidma for his teacher and for the ulama, and this is something that we should all try and do. And it's from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's from the etiquette of the companions who were the best of students of knowledge, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And there ends the explanation of
this amazing hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it's a hadith fi'liya and hadith qawliya. It's a hadith which shows the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it shows also the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And al-Maghira ibn Shu'ba رضي الله عنه قال كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فأغويت لأنزع خفيه فقال دعهما فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين فمسح عليهما. So in this hadith of Mughira, where he said, I was with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a journey, and we know that journey is in Tabuk, the Ghazwat of Tabuk, and I came, went down, extending my arm to take off his shoes, or his sorry. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and this is the part of the qawliya, this is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so for the sunnah qawliya, da'ahuma, leave them, because verily I have entered them upon ablution. Famasaha alayhima, and then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam wiped over his socks, and this is the fi'liya, sunnah to fi'liya, and this is the sunnah of the action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that he wiped over his socks. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.